We've got, since post-Ferguson, we've got corporations, major corporations that are in that area that have diversity problems. They'll have people driving hundreds of miles to come to work, but someone from that area can't get a job there. We've got, and that's a big issue. We've got, you look at some of the public works or first responders that are in these areas, be it from firefighters or be it from police, that are driving all the way across the state to get jobs in these neighborhoods, but the folks in the neighborhood can't get the job. We don't have any real push in worker training so individuals that may not have the skills be able to, you know, obtain them and actually get a chance if given a chance to work at some of these companies. There's something that a lot of people don't talk about, and I've kind of been in it because I'm in that age range. I've got a lot of people, a lot of friends, and I know a lot of people that are in my age range. I'm 38, that are from their 30s to 40s that are black, that are leaving this area because of the institutional racism that's here, this lack of opportunity to be able to move up in your job. We've got attorneys that are working for some of these major firms that are, you know, 6-7 years in, still doing document review. I've always said my grandparents and my parents came from the South for opportunity up north. Now their kids and grandkids are going back south because there's more opportunity in Texas and these booming economies or the opportunity to start your own business. Maybe they have more access to capital down there and can start their own businesses. But I don't know why it's like that, or going to Atlanta, going to Charlotte, even down to Charleston. People leaving and nobody wants to discuss this. Maybe some people want this to happen, but it's pretty sad.